Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
The journey to Jerusalem was an important and joyous event in the time of Jesus Christ. Jerusalem was center of Jewish world. Devout Jews traveled to the city and to the temple because important ceremonies were performed around it. And also the Roman Empire, the procurator Pilate was also there as a representative of governmental, military, economic forces to keep everybody in check. Christ goes to the place where religious and secular power is concentrated at the time of the greatest fast. He is aware of danger of this path, and neither the religious or the military forces in this city could ignore his presence because of the crowds. Although there were many different opinions and movements in Jewish tradition, the teaching of Jesus Christ provoked too great of a challenge in the religious leaders and worldly powers. So, it is not surprising that after Jesus entered the city, these powers move to remove this inconvenient guy, Jesus Christ. Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, even though he knew of this danger, is a great challenge for us. It shows us a great challenge for us. It points to all of our adjustments and compromises with the world that we make for our own security, for our own pleasures, for our own safety, perhaps. How often and how easily do we abandon the truth of the gospel for temporary success, for career advancements, for economic gains, or really just for pleasure? Jesus' entry into Jerusalem was a rejection of any submission to the dictates of the world. He exposed all of the enemy forces and it seemed that he was defeated. But his suffering defeated the evil. Each of us must join Jesus and enter Jerusalem. Each of us has our own personal Jerusalem where we defeat or try to defeat or fight to defeat what's the passions, the desires, the distractions of the world that are within us that force us to move away from God. Jerusalem is also in our heart, in which still unrooted sinful passions rage and try to conquer us. And we should not run away or somehow forget about the Jerusalem of ours, but take up our cross with courage and follow Christ and imitate Him. Every place of suffering can become a holy city into which we enter together with Jesus Christ to face every evil by fulfilling God's will in our life. And through that, through this experience, new life through Christ's death and resurrection comes. Those who accompanied Jesus Christ when he entered Jerusalem did not know about God's plan. They expected different victory. They expected a takeover of a secular and religious power by Jesus Christ. And they would share their power with Jesus Christ. But their plans and dreams collapsed. And when Christ was crucified, they ran away like cowards. The expected triumph and disaster came. Their plans were stopped. They did not know yet that it was in this tragedy and complete defeat that God's power would be revealed and the power of death would be overcome by His resurrection. We know well about God's work of salvation. That is why today we joyfully hold and wave the branches to the glory of our Savior. We are aware that this is the beginning of his suffering, but we also know that after this crucifixion, the joyful morning of resurrection comes. So, we do not have to be afraid to enter our personal Jerusalem, to confront evil which is within our hearts with truth, even if at cost of suffering. Because even behind this cross of ours, there will be an open grave proclaiming new life given by God to us. Glory to Jesus Christ.